Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. She's Kirsty.
And she is Amy. not the cat's mother.
We are BFFs who run a podcast together, who run a business together, who declutter homes all around Melbourne and Sydney and Australia when needed.
And the world if you want us to.
Yeah. Well, virtually around the world.
Yes.
Today's episode is a bit different to usual. We're kind of excited about it. It's called About Us, and it's basically questions that you guys have sent us just to kind of get to know us better.
Yes.
Because we're in your ears all the time. You follow us and you do things and you send us messages.
You probably know us more than you think you do.
You do know a lot about us.
This is requested by Heather Hoffman. Say thanks, Heather, for an awesome idea. If you have an idea for a podcast, hit us up. Head over to Facebook and send us a DM there a PM there and a DM on Instagram, or come into our Facebook community group and hit us up with podcast ideas. We love it. We've got a spreadsheet going with all the requests. So
we sure do. We'll be going for years because we ain't running out of requests anytime soon.
No.
So these questions, we're just going to read out the question and then we're going to both take a chance at answering and then just keep moving through them. So I'm going to start by asking the first question. What and who inspires you, Kirst?
And why?
And why?
There's lots of people who inspire me, but I said Amy.
Oh, that's really nice of you, Kirst.
And Simon. And that should be obvious to everybody. Simon, because he's my husband, and he inspires me with his faithfulness to me and our family. And I'm going to get all teary.
You're starting it off.
I know. Okay, rein it in. I love him. He's a beautiful husband. I bag him out a lot on this podcast, but I actually do love him and he does inspire me. His steadfastness and his faithfulness to do the work that he's called to do for our family and in the world. And he's awesome. And Amy, because she is incredible, and I will get to you if I start talking about it, so I'm not going to.
No, please do.
Yeah, Amy's like, bring it. No, she's my yin into my yang.
100%.
She's also very faithful and very steadfast. So, and I'm going to make her cry.
No, I'm not. I'm appreciating. Yes. And I have something in the corner of my eye.
She lifts me up when I need lifting up, and she kicks me up the butt when I need kicking up the butt. And she is a fun, fun person to do business with and to do life with. And she's also very faithful to my heart and always has my best interests at heart.
Best. We should have started with, like, what's your favourite Netflix show?
I know. But also, so I'm moving on, because also women who are getting out there and shining their light and leaking what they carry and being the world changers, they're the people who inspire me. And that is not that's everybody from my mum and my sisters and my sisters-in-law who are unsung heroes to all the way to people in our in our community, the mums and the sisters and the wives and the partners in our community who are also unsung heroes, and we get to be privy to their transformation and their transformation inspires me every day. And then all the way through to friends of ours like Mandy and Kate, who are doing an amazing podcast, Two Peas in a Podcast, to other amazing podcasters who I love listening to. We'll get onto that later. And, you know, all the way through to international women who we lead. I love watching women. It's inspiring to know that we can be all these things.
Mm.
You know, and we've got the resilience, we've got the tenacity, we've got that fire in our belly to get out there and just do what we need to do, caring for our children, caring for our partners, caring for our parents, our siblings, our friends, and doing more. So, anyway.
That's a really good answer. I feel like mine
Yeah, I was going to say, follow that one, Amy.
Yeah. So my answer to what and who inspires me and why was I'm inspired and to love people that have conviction and who are not afraid to follow their conviction. I love people who have resolve, passion, creativity. I think creativity is so undervalued. And I think the best businesses, the best marriages, the best parenting, the best partnerships all have a flare of creativity. I'm inspired by influence. I'm inspired by compassion. So I didn't name anyone in particular in that, but it's cursed, of course. So that's my answer to that.
That's because I have resolve, passion, creativity, influence, and compassion.
Correct. You embody that. Perfect in every way.
Oh, no,
Mary Poppins?
You did sound very sarcastic.
Yeah.
You're not meant to.
No, but you do actually know.
No. I know. I know what you think of me. You don't need to tell the world through our podcast.
A little bit more private. What podcast do you listen to outside of our own?
Do I listen to our own?
Well, we listen to Edit.
Yes, we do. We do. And I know you love listening to it. As I've said in the past, I'm not a huge fan of listening to myself. I love listening to you, though, but I do get enough of that every day. I'd love, you know, my favorite crushing on at the moment is Two Peas in a Podcast. I love The Squiz. It's a daily news podcast. I love it. Two women host it. Awesome. I love Chat 10 Look 3.
There's a lot of two women hosting a lot of these podcasts so far.
Yes. Chat 10 Look 3, Annabelle Crabb, Lee Sales. Hands up if you're a chatter. A podcast of one's own with Julia Gillard.
Love it.
Is awesome.
Yep.
And I would recommend you give it a go, even if you're not a Julie Gillard fan. She is a great interviewer, but she interviews some of the most phenomenal women. So it's about women. So, you know, even if you hate her, even if you find her voice annoying, just listen. It's good. And with all due respect, with my friend Megan Paul-Dutoit and Michael Jensen, I really enjoy that. If you have Christian, if you're interested in Christian politics or politics and the intersection with Christianity. I love typology.
Don't we though?
For Enneagram. I love Slow You Home because I love Brooke and it's an awesome podcast. And I love our friend's podcast, it's Organized Life too. I love Laura Pillow. What about you?
So a lot of those. I'm a Mamma Mia fan, so I love Mamma Mia Out Loud, and I love Mia Friedman and her No Filter. She just interviews some really interesting people, and she asks the questions that I would ask. So I'm thinking something, and then Mia's like, so I've got a question. I'm like, oh, thank you. That's so satisfying. I love Better Than Yesterday with Osher Gunsberg. Mm-hmm. You've heard us talk about that. That's an awesome podcast. I love ABC Conversations. Again, it's just, in fact, there's a theme, No Filter, Better Than Yesterday, ABC Conversations. They're all about interviewing really interesting people.
Yeah.
Including the next one I had on my list was A Podcast of One's Own, which is the Julie Gillard. Again, interviewing really interesting people. I really like Case File. That's a Dirty Little Secret podcast. It's all about like murder mystery and so real cases, and they kind of go through this is what happened in the 1980s and this is how the murder happened.
Is that Australian?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, because I met the host of it.
Well, thanks for asking me.
No, because I'm like, no, because there's so many true crime stuff, so I'm like, oh,
is the only true crime one I listen to, but I love it. One of my all-time favourite podcasts is the West Wing Weekly podcast. It is just, it fills my soul. I'm a West Wing total nerd.
Yeah.
And this goes through episode by episode, and it is divine. They've just finished, and I'm trying to fill that hole in my life. Love Two Peas in a Podcast, and so many that you mentioned, Kirst. We are absolute podcast lovers.
Yeah, I wish I had more time in my life. Because I would listen. There's so many more podcasts that I do listen to and I would love to listen to more.
Mm. So hit us up with your favourites. We'd love to know over on our Facebook community.
Although, or don't, because I generally don't have time in my life.
Somebody else might though.
Or like, because, you know, Mandy mentioned one the other day about on her Facebook group, Outlander one.
I started trying that one. Yeah. I couldn't do it.
I couldn't either.
I love Outlander, but I just couldn't get into it. Yeah. It was too techie for me. Talking about social.
Yes.
The next question is, who do you follow, Kirs? And I don't think that means like stalk. I think it means online.
Yeah. My answer to this is mostly just my friends and family because I have limited time on social media because we run our business.
Yeah, we're busy.
We're productive. and a lot of my time on social media is spent engaging with our communities and beautiful listeners. So I love to be inspired by other people. I also try to really limit who I compare myself with. I find it really easy to compare myself.
Mm.
And find that a trap for me to, oh, I should be doing this, I should be doing that, and I should be a better mom, I should be, like, I should be's. And I've spoken about this before.
That's too short for should be's.
Yep, I hate that word, and I don't want to live into that word. So I'm very particular about who I follow on social media, and I really want to engage with my friends and family. And so I find it... I would love, you know, Heather, I'd love to give you a list of people I follow on social media, but
I don't even have one on my list. My answer's the same as yours.
Yeah.
I don't follow anyone. Yeah. I connect with family and friends.
Yeah.
Podcasts is where if I've got someone who I want to be influenced by and learn more from, I go podcast route.
Yes.
I don't do social media route. Like, that's not my thing. I don't follow a whole heap of people on Insta or anything. Just not my thing.
Yeah, and I like to be inspired by other people. You know, I'd love to have more time to spend time on social media, being inspired by other professional organisers. But I just, my capacity.
Yeah.
I'm at capacity. So next question is, who do you look up to? You can go first on this one.
So I went global.
Yes.
Bill and Melinda Gates. Totally look up to them. I think that they have conviction and groundedness that I would love to aspire to. I think they have not been corrupted by wealth, and I think they're making incredible changes in our world, and I would love to be a little bit more like them when I grow up. And then I've gone Cal, because he is the best human that I've ever met, and I look up to him.
Follow very closely by Kirsty.
And I admire him for his commitment to his faith and our faith and our family. Like, he is the rock of our family. Our family would not function without my delightful husband. And as I thought about this, I thought, you know what? I've got a girlfriend, Emma, who I really look up to. She's a bit younger than me. Her kids are younger than me. She's been married less time than me. But I really look up to her honesty, her realness, and her integrity. She's someone who I'm like, you know what? They're the characteristics that I want to aspire to, and I love being around her.
Mm.
What about for you?
This is how I answered this question. I love all of our colleagues in the professional organising industry. I look up to them for their wisdom and their experiences that I just haven't had. And confirmation in my own experiences and in my own ability. I love our industry. I also love Brené Brown and all that she gives to the world, and for her wholehearted encouragement of the world. And there's loads and loads of people I look up to, but again, it's
yeah. But you've given
that balance.
Yeah. That's right. We cannot mention everybody in here.
No. What books do you read, Amy?
Love reading. Mm-hmm. But nowadays I don't tend to read outside of holidays.
You listen to podcasts instead.
I listen to podcasts. I listen to audiobooks.
Yep.
But reading a physical book, which I do love, is more of a holiday thing. I love courtroom books, like they're developing a court case and it's back and forth. I love those. I love mysteries. I love autobiographies or biographies. I love them. And I love Australian novels. Like that Australiana kind of living in the bush, and I love all that.
Cool.
Yeah. What about you?
I love learning and growing in my knowledge of life. So I do love reading and listening more in particular to stuff on the Enneagram and business development. However, I find it really hard to finish nonfiction books, and so my true love is fiction books. Like I often compare myself to Bastion from The Neverending Story, that I absolutely inhabit the different lives of people through reading, like literally reading a thriller at the moment, and I am hanging to get back on the plane so I can go back into this world.
That's great.
And find out the conclusion. And I always miss the characters when I finish.
Aww.
Like, and even, yeah, I literally am Bastion.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I love fiction, and I love historical fiction. And I love like fiction from, people go overseas and stuff, so because I love being able to explore different cultures and stuff through fiction. So that's my quick answer to that.
I really like that. So they're the books that we read. What shows do you watch, Kirst?
Shows are a little bit like following people on social media. I just don't have time, particularly over the last 3 years for some strange reason. I haven't chosen to spend a lot of time on TV, but when I do, I love Suits.
Oh.
I love The Good Place, and I love murder mysteries and documentaries, and I love murder mysteries like English murder mysteries.
Oh, the worst type ever.
Oh no, I love Vera.
I can't do
Vera,
them. No.
Vera, Vera, no. Vera, Vera, Vera for the win. Vera, Vera, Vera.
Interesting.
And Midsommar's Murders. Like no. How many?
We'll that's watch one Suits
place.
Together.
One place that I will never move to, even though it's a fictional place, is Midsommar, because you're bound to be killed.
You're going to be dying,
or yes,
or witnessing something like
yes.
that.
Yes. What about you?
I, unlike you, I do make time for shows, mostly because I'm a really good multitasker. So I listen to shows more than I watch them, meaning that I'll have a show in the top corner of my screen often when I'm doing admin. And I'll just let that roll through. So massive. I know you can't. Cal can't either. Massive Suits fan. I love The Block. That's probably the only show that I watch on free-to-air. I don't watch it live free-to-air. I watch it on catch-up so I don't have to watch the ads. That's and I can watch
Survivor
it.
Survivor for me.
Yeah, see?
Or Brookie The Amazing Nye-Nye. Race. The Amazing Race. The Amazing Race. The Amazing Race. It's coming at me. I'm going to be on it. I'm going to be on it. Can you imagine? Imagine if I got on it, how much support from our community I would get.
That'd be awesome.
We'd have to
They'd
really
have to be supporting me, because I'd be rocking in the corner going, I'm running the whole business on my own. I'm running the whole business on my own.
Yeah, true that.
It'd be fine.
Yeah, it would be fine.
I love Brookie Nye-Nye. Oh, my gosh, I love Brookie Nye-Nye. Best show ever. And I have to say to Amy Herdman, who wanted to know which episode it is that Amy Santiago does the decluttering on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, it's season 6, episode 7, Amy. That's just for you. And I love binging on anything that's like a Netflix or ABC that's kind of 6 episodes that you can get done in a day or two. Really, really like those kind of things. ABC have heaps of really good ones.
Yes. Yeah. What was the one that was really amazing?
Do you mean the one with
yes.
her?
Yes.
Deborah Mailman. Whatever it is, someone will put it up in the Facebook. It's amazing. We loved it.
I'll look it up and put it in the show.
Uncontrollable? Out of
control? Total control.
Total control.
Total control.
It was awesome.
Best. Yeah. Best. I told you to watch that, didn't I?
Yes, but my sister had told me as well. Yeah. And yeah, it's so amazing. It was really good.
I wasn't meaning to take the credit for
that. Oh, no, no, no.
Entirely. Yeah.
But a little bit.
But a little bit.
Okay, so next question. This one is from Sam Ara. Sam wants to know, how and where did you two meet? For some reason, it seems like you went to school together, which is confusing me because you live in different cities.
That would be confusing. And it would be very confusing because we're 3 years apart.
We did not go to school together.
We did not go to school together. I was Amy's youth group leader when she was in year 12, and I was only 3 years older than her. And she wasn't actually the way that we had done youth group that year. We had 8 leaders and we had a great bunch of year 11 and 12s, and a lot of them went to the same school.
Mm.
So we mixed up, we took a girl and boy leader each and we divided the group into 4. So Amy actually wasn't in my small group. So we did lots of things as a big group and then we went into small groups to talk about whatever you talk about in youth group. And so Amy wasn't in my group.
Wasn't I?
No.
Did you have a group with Rowan?
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Okay, I rewind and I will tell that story again.
I'm like, I so was in your group.
With April?
Yes.
Oh, I really don't even remember you being. I thought Claire was.
No, not Claire.
I thought Claire was.
No, Claire's my younger sister. Anyway, we did.
Okay, so
we
had Amy known was each other. In my group.
We'd known of each other before that because the year before that you were in the youth group, so we were different ages.
No, not the year before that.
Oh, to whatever it was. I was in year 12 when we met, when we were in youth group together.
What do you mean?
So you were a youth group member when I was a youth group member a couple of years before that.
Oh, okay.
So we were both in the youth group and then as you got older, then you became a leader.
Yeah.
Correct.
So you knew me.
I knew who you were. You wouldn't have known me.
More than I knew you because you were younger.
Because you always know the older kids.
And our mums were really good friends. They were in Bible study together for years. So And our middle sisters were really, really close friends. And our second youngest siblings.
And your brother.
My youngest brother and sister dated. So we had a lot of connection with the Giorgio family and the Thompson family. So that's how we know each other. But we didn't, Amy moved away actually first when she got married. And we were friends.
Facebook friends.
Yeah, we were friends, but we were Facebook friends. We weren't like, hey, how you going?
Yeah,
what's
let's
been
catch
happening?
Up. Nothing of that.
And because Amy moved away pretty quickly
after. I was 21, yeah.
Yeah, and I had probably moved on to another church too by then. I was dating Simon and we had moved to another church.
Yeah.
So I'm not even sure if I came to your – I was definitely wasn't invited to your wedding, but I'm not even sure if I came to have a look-see at your wedding.
No.
Maybe. What year did you get married?
2002.
I was home. I'm just like going, was I home? But I definitely wasn't. I don't think I was at Diamond Valley by that stage. So anyway, then when Amy became a professional organiser.
Yeah,
and
we
even before that, when you were doing Party in the Box, I was like, hey, can I get prices for this? And I was supportive. I don't think I ever bought anything for you, but I was rah-rah supportive and shouting you out on Facebook and stuff for your other businesses. And then when you became a professional organiser, we started chatting more.
I need some advice.
I didn't give you very good advice. And then 3 years ago, we decided to work closer together, try and come up with an idea that we could collaborate with. And we landed on podcasting.
Was born, and then
here we are.
Nearly 12 months ago now, we joined our businesses completely. So we are completely as one now.
Mm. And we often say to people that it is like a marriage.
Oh, it is. It's not like a marriage.
This partnership that we have, the work that it takes.
The relational side of it. Yeah, the relational. Like a marriage.
Yes.
Yep, so. She doesn't cook me dinner nearly as much as Cal does.
And we don't get some of the benefits of marriage.
We do not.
We do not go that far in the benefits of marriage.
Stop.
Okay. Right, we all know how much you love the art of decluttering, and I have got something equally as good as The Art of Decluttering, it is Amy's book, Simply Organized. You get a couple of hours of Amy's dulcet tones talking to you as she explains to you all the goodness of how to simply get organized and declutter your home. Head over to Amazon and you can get the Kindle version or the audiobook there.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Next question.
From Melissa Gilbert is, what is something that both of you previously thought was true about decluttering and organizing before you did it as a job that you now know isn't true?
Oh, I can tell you straight up, and it might be the same for both of us. I thought it was a lot about organizing things in pretty containers.
Yes.
Before I really looked into it and went, oh, this is something I want to do, and looked into it, it was like containers and labels and making things look pretty. It is 5% about that.
Because had you really started on your minimalism journey before you became a professional organizer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So quite significantly.
Because I can see that professional organizing as a job choice, as a career choice, can people be attracted to it from the organizing perspective and the labeling and the making pretty side of things without realizing just how deep the work is of decluttering.
Yep.
There's room for everybody.
Correct. Our brand of decluttering is not turning up in pretty little skirts, and we come and we work.
Yes.
And we love that. Belinda wants to know.
I haven't answered that question.
Oh, sorry.
But that's okay.
Go.
I probably didn't realize the depth of the depths of the psychology and the depth of life coaching, the coaching side of things. Before, I definitely knew it was about the decluttering because I too had been on that minimalist journey. I didn't realize how much stuff you would uncover with other people and how much space you need to hold for other people.
It's such a coaching role.
Yeah.
Belinda Woodward wants to know, what did you want to be when you grew up, when you were kids?
A mama.
Oh, Kirst, that's so lovely. I wanted to be a pediatrician, the first female prime minister, or a multi-millionaire business person.
Mm.
I aimed low.
Yep. I aimed high.
Wanting
to be a mama.
So what is my favourite moment or memory since becoming a professional organiser? It's probably every moment that someone gets that breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
that moment where they're it's like the veil is lifted and they're like, oh, I get it. Oh, I have freedom. Oh, my life has changed. Like, oh sorry, just whacked my pop mic. I was so excited. It is those genuine transformations that make what we do worth it. That is by far my favorite memories.
Yeah, I completely agree. Completely.
Then, Kirsten, the second part of the question, when did you realize that being a professional organizer was what you wanted to do long term?
I think that I knew that this is one of my giftings and one of the places that I could elicit transformation was when the podcast kicked off. So I always loved being a professional organizer, and I'd been doing it for 4 years before we started the podcast. But I think when I saw the power of podcasting and the power of what we bring to our listeners, I think that's when I was like, okay, I'm really, really all in. And it was probably around the same.
Well, you weren't full time till then either.
No, it wasn't.
Did you have kids at home?
Yeah, and that was the year that Amelie started school.
Yeah.
So I had, before Amy had contacted me, I had already gone, all right, I'm all in. I've got to make this business work. It's got to be. So I was all in, which allowed the podcast to happen because I was all in. And it has been through the transformation that we've seen in so many people's lives through the podcast that now I'm like, okay, this is long term. There's no getting out of anywhere. This easily because it is a marriage, like we said. What about you?
I think the moment I did my first paid client, I went, oh my gosh, if I can do this for people in a matter of 3 or 4 hours and I can just do this every day for the rest of my life, I'll be happy.
Mm.
It was as simple as that for me.
Matilda Inglesi's, I hope I'm saying your name right, says, what's your guilty pleasure?
Ooh.
Harvey.
Kirst, I love that you were just honest and just went with Harvey. I think mine is, I think I know what mine is, but I'm guilty. I think it's like, I can't even say it out loud. I think it's like playing Candy Crush.
That's like me. I've got some of those type of games.
Yeah. For me, I have a saying, and I've said it before, quiet mind, busy hands. And so when I'm needing to think or whatever, I need to do something with my hands. And I just find that doing something mindless, like a game on my phone.
Yeah.
So that's probably my guilty pleasure, is I do feel a bit naughty because it's not a productive use of time in and of itself.
But sometimes the thinking is. And that's what, like, I like playing it. I don't play them very often. Some people in my house might disagree with that. But in the grand scheme of my whole day, I don't play it very often.
Yeah.
I just probably play it in the presence of some people more
and
I do find that, like, I just need downtime and I can do it whilst watching TV or
it's the multitask. And for you and I, we work full time, we work more than full time in a business that requires a lot from us.
Mm-hmm.
So to have something where you're just like, and that's why it's a bit of a guilty pleasure, it's because I remember saying probably 8-9 years ago, who in the world has time to play those stupid games? At me.
Your future self.
Yeah. So there was judgment from me, but it is my guilty pleasure.
I also, it's not a guilty pleasure, but I really value going reading before I go to sleep because it allows me to switch off from whatever's happened in that day. And when I articulated that to Simon, it was when he really gave me freedom in that. Like, before that, it was, why do you have to read all the time? I'm not getting to sleep. Like, some of the frustration of living in the same bedroom as somebody else.
We've had those.
But when I said, actually, I need it to switch off and to stop my mind racing, and when he's lived with the consequences of my mind racing, he's all like, okay, hun, you need to read tonight. Like, and he'll actually actively encourage me now.
Oh,
he's all
really
like,
nice.
Babe, you need to go read. Go read. So, yes.
Do you have a food that or a drink that's a guilty pleasure?
A Moscato.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah. But I haven't drunk much of it this year.
probably my food guilty pleasure would be homemade truffles. Mm-hmm. Mostly only ever happens at Christmas. But they are incredible. Incredible.
I made them with Tim Tams and condensed milk.
Yeah, so Claire does that, my sister. I make them normal, like old school style, but then I crunch peppermint crisp into it so they're pepperminty. And warm and yum.
Do you put rum in them though, like to make them rumbles? That's just wrong.
It's gross.
On all levels, yep.
Yeah, we can still be friends.
Okay, Devine Pitcher, is there one sentimental thing you just can't get rid of? You got rid of something just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything left. Else. Like, I've got sentimental items. So I've got a little suitcase that was my kindergarten suitcase that's got sentimental items in it. But if the house burnt down, I don't think I'd be sad about it.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't think I do have a sentimental thing that I just can't get rid of.
We still haven't got up into the roof and got down those boxes. I've asked Simon a couple of times, but I think over summer it was just too hot. He hasn't got up there for that purpose to get them down. So I can't really tell you because I can't think of – I don't have any sentimental items that I've collected in the last couple of years.
Mm.
And so
– So no.
No.
Sorry, Devine. Ellie Coffee wants to know, do you have regular morning routines for yourselves of quiet times as you enter the day, or do you take time at another point to do this? And if you do, what does it look like?
I would love to say yes. I'm so amazing.
Me too.
Was that your response?
I was like, wow, there's an assumption that we're the kind of people that do that.
No. We love you, Ellie.
But Ellie, you're calling the greater us out of us.
Yes.
My answer to that is nah, not really.
No.
I do have a morning routine. It's just not particularly glamorous. It's like roll over, turn my phone off flight mode, check my emails. So I would always check my emails, check Facebook, make sure nothing, like check WhatsApp, make sure nothing urgent's coming overnight because we keep our phones on flight mode. Probably check our banking and kind of see where things are at for the day, make sure there's nothing urgent, check my calendar, roll out of bed. I have the same breakfast every morning, two pieces of Vegemite toast and a glass of water. And then I go straight to work. Like I'm at my desk within probably 10, 15 minutes of waking up, and that's my routine.
I love you, Ali, for having thinking that well of us. I do not. I also don't have a regular morning routine. I would. We're getting better at spending Mondays and Fridays at being intentional. We meet with our business coach. We have some time of reflection. That is our new routine.
That's true.
I have things on my desk to remind me to be more intentional in all the ways that you're thinking, Ellie. Just doesn't happen regularly. I'm not very good.
We're not routine people.
I am not very good at routine.
No, we're just not.
Sorry.
We're good at habits.
Yes.
And we teach good routines because some people need routines, but I think sometimes when you're on autopilot and you have the habits, the routine kind of just happens, or maybe I'm making excuses.
Yeah.
Louise Martin has a few questions for us. She wants to know, are you fans of Marie Kondo?
Yes.
Yes. Are you interested in feng shui?
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I've never read anything about it, but I feel like a room that there's an energy flow in a room. I don't know how to articulate it, but I think there's right places for the furniture to go and there's right – like that feels right.
Yes.
But I don't understand any of it.
Yes, and that's why I'm like, I'm not really interested in it because I feel I can do that naturally.
Intuitively.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you've expanded your understanding of people's minds through this profession? And were you always interested in such things?
Hell yes. And
yeah.
Yes.
So your mind's hell yes and hadn't really thought about it.
I've always been interested. I haven't always been interested in such things as the profession, but I have always been interested in understanding people. Like I did want to do social work. And I'm an extrovert, so I love people. But hell yes in this has expanded my understanding. And I think that
every day cares.
Yes. Yes, you give me plenty of opportunity.
You cheeky bugger.
But it is true. Like, we're so different that you give me, in and of yourself, you give me plenty of opportunity to see and view the world in different ways.
Through a different lens, yeah,
so, absolutely. And then our clients, obviously, and it has, I feel like I am a whole lot more gracious. I have a whole lot more grace for people than what I did 7 years ago.
Yeah,
and I feel I have a whole lot of more compassion, a lot more love for people, and I feel wiser.
Mm.
And that may just be because I'm getting older. Like, it might just be the passage of time that helps that.
It's probably both.
But definitely this profession.
Yeah, I can't add anything more to that.
Cool.
And the next question from Louise is, what is it that makes it look like such a... Let me try that again. The next question from Louise is, what is it that makes it look like such a fun job? Lol.
Yeah. Well, Louise, it's probably because you are meant to be a professional organiser, because some people look at our job and shake their head and wonder how on earth we do it, because they think it would be the most painful thing to do to help people declutter and hold space for them. So I think that you're answering your own question by insinuating that it is a fun job.
Well, I think the thing that makes it look fun too is before and after photos,
mm-hmm.
and the story of transformation. I mm-hmm. think that's something quite attractive about that. But I think that goes into your next question, Louise, is what are the challenges we probably don't see? And it's the work that goes in between before and after.
And it is those heart transformations and holding space mm-hmm. for people and grieving with people and asking the questions, discerning the right questions to ask people, and to keep digging when we know that people haven't given us their full self, and we know there's more, and we haven't got to the heart of the reason why somebody can't let it go, or they can't, they're finding this stage difficult. It's because we haven't got to the heart of it. And so that is beautiful, and it's fun, and it's really challenging. It's dealing with people is always challenging, and loving people is always challenging. But our job is fun.
It is really and fun. This, I love it.
And this part of our job, yeah, this doing is a fun. Podcast, is really fun.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good. They're all Louise's questions. Our last three questions are from Owen. Kessie, what do you love to cook?
Anything that Simon is cooking.
That's my answer.
No, I do.
I just love to eat.
Yeah. I do love cooking stuff with the kids. I love cooking like desserts and cookies and cakes and stuff. I much prefer to cook sweet food than savoury food. So that's my answer to that one. Or anything I would love to see. I'd love to come over to your house, Owen. He is our friend. I'm not inviting myself around to a rando's house. What's your favourite food when eating out, Amy?
I think it's Japanese. Mm. We had that for lunch today. Yeah, I think it's Japanese, or my local pizza shop make amazing pizzas that aren't oily or too cheesy or too much like tomato paste. They're just perfect. In fact, oh no, it's Monday night.
They're shut.
Ugh. Stupid question. What's your favourite food when you eat out?
Favourite food when eating out would be a really, really great meal, fine dining.
Okay.
Like, that would be my favorite food. Just doesn't come around often enough. So if it's takeaway type food, then probably Thai. Mm-hmm. Thai would be my favorite.
And last question, although maybe we can ask each other a question at the end about us. But Owen's last question is, what was your favorite book as a child? Let me guess, Trixie Belden.
I did like Trixie Belden. I've always loved a good murder mystery and mystery books. I also In primary school, it was Babysitters Club and Sweet Valley High.
Babysitters Club. I had everyone to like 150 and then I got too old to keep collecting them. And then I eventually donated them to a girlfriend's daughter.
My grade six teacher got sick of me reading Babysitters and Sweet Valley High and said to my mum, we need to expand her repertoire. This is not great for her to have such a limited love of particular style of books. And so he and her decided to get me into Agatha Christie.
Oh, awesome.
So I love Agatha Christie, and that's probably that and Trixie Belden probably started my love of murder of mysteries, and Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boy type books. So yeah. And as an adult, we've already spoken about that one, haven't we?
I ignored that.
So what's your question for me?
My question for you is, it's Saturday, it's 4 p.m. Simon and the kids are due home in an hour and you've got no plans for the night. What do the next 4 hours look like?
I would squeeze in Suits before they got home.
Yep.
Or something on Netflix that I just wanted to watch that Simon doesn't want to watch. And in an ideal world, we would hop on a flight and go away.
Oh, nice.
But
in the real world?
Well, in the real world, an ideal afternoon would be ordering in takeaway and watching a movie together.
Awesome.
Reality, that never happens because we can't all agree on a movie.
Yeah, we have that problem too.
Yeah. What about you? Oh, no. Okay. No, you can answer that question.
No, I don't want to answer that question.
Okay.
That was just for you.
If I was to take you away and you had to go overseas and it wasn't to New Zealand, look at all these
rules,
caveats I'm putting on it. But if I was to, say we got a bucket of money and somebody gave it to us and they said you have to take Omi overseas, where would you want to go?
First place we're going is Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to Canada and I would really love to.
What about Canada do you want to see?
I just want to see the scenery. I want to see the peach.
Do you want to see Niagara
Falls?
Do you want to see East Coast or West Coast? All of it.
We've got that much money. We're seeing both.
All right.
So we'd go to Canada first, then we'd probably go to Japan.
Would we see Stubish?
Oh, yeah. Then we would go to Japan. Then we would probably go somewhere. Oh, we'd go to Cyprus so I could see where my dad grew up.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah. So we'd go Canada, Japan, Cyprus, and maybe somewhere in Africa, maybe Mozambique, and then home.
Okay.
I know you asked for one country I gave you four.
It's okay.
Yep.
It's good. I like learning about you too.
We hope this episode has been interesting for you, that you've kind of got to know us a bit more. If you listen to us every week, it's nice to kind of see a little bit behind the scenes and pull the curtains back on just our everyday.
And if this is your first episode of listening to us and you thought it was going to be about decluttering, you've got 150 episodes to go back and listen to. We have got episodes on rooms and we've got episodes on lots of different aspects of the decluttering process and the mindset around decluttering. So we know you will have loads to binge on if this is your first episode. If it is your first episode and you haven't heard us talk about our Facebook group, please come in and join us over on Facebook if you are on Facebook. We have a wonderful community of over 5,500 people as of today. What is it? February 2020. And your presence in that community would just make it even more beautiful. So come on over there and join us there.
We will see you next week.
Do you want me to do a review?
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to do a review. I just have to look one up.
Sure. While you're looking that up, I just want to encourage you that if you have heard us talk about our Head, Heart and Home course, but you haven't yet checked it out, we'd love you to go to theartofdecluttering.com.au/course just to have a look. You might want to take advantage of our payment plan and come and join the, 130 odd people that have already joined and getting transformation through that.
And we have a podcast on that as well. It's called Head, Heart and Home Course. So
go and listen to that.
I have a review on podcast on iTunes. It's from Love Organizing.
Hmm.
Yes. She says, very thought-provoking. Hi, ladies. I love your podcasts. You are wonderful companions while I'm cleaning, cooking, and hanging out washing. I hadn't really thought about what potential milestones would be reached in this decade. Have I read this one? Have we read this
one? No.
Wow. Lots of potential weddings in my home and menopause. Keep up the great content, ladies. Sending you love from our nation's capital. And two hearts.
That's the best. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Yes, lots of things happening. So this is referencing our episode called 2020 Vision, where we talked about what's coming.
Happening in the next decade.
Yes, lots happening. And one thing that you could do in this next decade, and we hope that you do it quicker, we hope you do it today, is be like Love Organizing. Head over to rate and review our podcast in your podcast app, and we would love to read it out. We love the encouragement, but we also love that it reaches more people because of your review. So we hope you have a wonderful week, and we can't wait to hang out in your ears next week.
See you later.
Bye. Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.